نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, and our beloved youth, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 5th of Rabiul Awwal, 1447. And because it is the month of Rabiul Awwal, and we are here in Masjid Nur in Binoni, so our message will be a Nurani message, a message filled with radiance and effulgence. And inshallah, we will try in this limited time we have to discuss three different aspects of what happened during the Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the time of the auspicious birth of the Master alayhi salatu salam, before that, during that time, and after that, and the hijrah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the wafat and the demise of the Master alayhi salam, all took place during this month of Rabiul Awwal. If somebody has to ask us, my brothers, explain Islam to me, especially nowadays when the media is so hostile against Islam and Muslims in various parts of the world. So an easy way to explain to them will be, Allahu Nuru Samawati wal Ard. Almighty Allah Jalla wala is the radiance, the effulgence in the heavens and the earth. You see the sunrise, the sunset, you see the full moon. Who is doing all that? Only Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. The rain comes and you see the kaleidoscope of colors. You look at our lawn and grass is green. You look at our roses is red. You look at our flowers. Variety, kaleidoscope of colors. So it all shows Allah Ta'ala's Nuraniyat, Allah Ta'ala's Nur, radiant effulgence in the heavens, in the sky, in the celestial creation and terrestrial creation. Who is Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Qad ja'akum min Allahi nuru wa kitabun mubeen. Mustafa Habibullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, is, will always be nur, to send a message of nur. The mandate the Master alayhi wa sallam received, chapter 14, verse number 1, لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, take the people out from the kufr and shirk and all the darknesses they are groping in, and bring them to the nur and radiance of Islam and the effulgence of Islam. Quran Sharif, 114 chapters, 6236 verses. MashaAllah, before I came here, I went to meet my honorable ustad. All of you know him, Qari Mahmud Jibai, Hafizahullah wa Shafa, Allah give him shifa. He taught me 60 years ago in Hyderabad. Before we started his classes, the Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia, I met my other teacher, Mr. Batei. Allah Ta'ala grant him Shifa-e Kamil as well, and all of us. So my brothers, remember what we have in South Africa is a miracle for the world. I traveled with Allah's help many, many countries. And I can tell you, brothers, if you go to South America, you will find millions of people, not thousands, millions of people, and majority of them Arabs, and they're not one single hafiz amongst them. Now things, because of Tabligh Jamaat and because of our ulama studying there and teaching there, mashallah, and they're opening up Darul Ulooms, you will find that the Quran Sharif is being taught. Wa anzalna ilaykum nuran mubeena. Quran calls itself Nur, and 114 chapters, 6236 verses. O Muslim, who are you? What does the Quran say? أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَىٰ نُورٍ بِرَبِّهِ. Whosoever Almighty Allah opened their hearts and bosom, that Iman has entered the inner recesses of our heart. So what is that? Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. We're begging Almighty Allah daily, every day, in every rakat, every salat. Noorun wada'ahu Allahu fi qulub al-ibad. That radiance, effulgence must enter the inner recesses of our heart, so we can draw a dichotomy, distinction between haq and batil, between truth and falsehood. So our entire message is of noor, my brothers. Prophets and messengers came for a specific place, for a specific time. Then rahmatul lil alameen, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam came. We belong to the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. All the extraordinary events that took place prior to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam receiving the wahi revelation, we call it irhasat. So these are the term you must remember, IR8AS, irhas, just to make it easy for you. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, honorable mother, Sayyida Amina, hadith in Musnad Ahmad, everything I'll tell you, I'll give you a reference inshallah. So prior to the Milad Mubarak, honorable birth of the Master alayhi salam, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is explaining to us what happened prior to the honorable auspicious birth. Ana da'watu Ibrahim, I am as a result of the dua Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salam made after he built the Kaaba Musharrafa with his beloved son. Rabbana wab'ath fihim rasula. Ya Allah, send the final messenger from here, Makkah Mukarramah, for the entire humanity and creation. Rahmatul lil alameen, a mercy to the entire universe and creation. Ana da'watu Ibrahim wa bushra Isa. Chapter 61, verse 66, that the last messenger of the Bani Israel, the Israelites, Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, wa mubashiram bi rasulihi yati min ba'di ismuhu Ahmad. O people, the last and final messenger will come. His name and nami, isme grami, honorable name will be Ahmad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. O Muslim, O Muslima, did you wonder, ponder? Why the name and nami, isme grami of the Master alayhi salam is Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah keeps on praising him, praising him, praising him all the time. Ahmad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I praise Almighty Allah the most in the entire universe and creation. Everything is great wisdom. Ana da'watu Ibrahim wa bushra Isa wa ra'at ummi annahu kharaja minha nur. While she was in a gestation and pregnancy, Sayyida Amina, she says, I used to see nur and radiance of people of Majid al-Nur. I saw nur emanating, coming out from myself, from my body, and illuminating the buildings there in the Levant, there in Palestine, Jordan, and Syria, and these places. Hadith in Musnad Ahmad. You call this irhas. Then the day came, Rabiul Awwal, Monday. If somebody has to ask you, at what time was the honorable Milad Mubarak of the Master alayhi salam, what will you say, O Sunni Muslim? Today we want to learn about the soccer stars and cricket stars and shaitans. Learn about Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Master alayhi salatu salam, Milad Mubarak took place day in Makkah Mukarramah between 435 and 440, 20th April, the year 571. Why between that time? It's Subah Sadiq time. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When your milad takes place also, then it will be a message to humanity and posterity. You will be born at that time when the Subah Sadiq starts. And it will be a message of nur and radiance and effulgence to the world. And you will remove the darknesses from all parts of this world, inshallah. It will happen, inshallah. So my brothers, we should understand. Now the message is flowing and coming out, going viral as we say nowadays. So you have Abu Lahab. Abu Lahab's name Abdul Uzza. Quran says he's straight in Jahannam. This is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. So then his slave, female slave, Suwayba. Suwayba came and she was happy, elated, delighted. She's telling her master, Abu Lahab, that Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mubarak took place. So the whole family is elated. He's the chacha, the kaka, the beloved uncle, but he's not beloved. You must remember, because he didn't embrace Islam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was beloved, obviously. So you must remember, in that ecstasy, he pointed with his index finger and thumb. You brought such bushra and great tidings, go, you are free. In Bukhari, it's mentioned that he's in Jahannam. But every Monday, little bit water trickles here because he did one good deed like that. So my brothers, we should know all these things here. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam growing up in Makkah. Lo and behold, after a few months there's qahat and there's famine. This is in Bukhari Sharif. What does Abu Talib do, O Ummah? The people came to him, Abu Talib, you are the big trustee, the custodian. Don't you see we're suffering here? There's no water for us, and we this famine and drought and what have you. He takes the master, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wife, the baby, the greatest of Allah's creation and most beloved, embraces him. In mention in Rahikul Maktoum, mentioned in Tariq ibn Asakir, and the words of our reader mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, Kitabul Istisqa. He takes the master, alayhi salatu salam, wa alsaqa dhahrahu bil bayt. He takes the back mubarak of the master, alayhi salatu salam, and places it next to the Baytullah and against the Baytullah. And he says, thus we believe Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah in wasila. Ya, whatever he prayed, Ya Allah, that we need water. Through the barakah of Mubarak Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was a clear sky, my brothers. Go open Bukhari and go open the words of hadith and see. And they say the clouds started coming from the east and the west. Barakah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is all irhas. When the people, the ladies, the murdi'at came, it was a custom that time, they used to come and take the children from Makkah and take them to the outskirts to breastfeed them. So they wouldn't come to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam house mubarak, because why? Alam yajid gayati man fa'awa. People only go when he's rich. Poor guy give you dawah, you say just leave it. But rich guy comes, he say must go. Paya goes here, you know it goes. النَّاسُ مَالُوا إِلَى مَنْ إِنْدَهُ مَالُوا وَمَنْ لَا إِنْدَهُ مَالُوا فَأَنْهُ النَّاسُ مَالُوا. When the mal is and the wealth is, the people will go. And when the wealth isn't there, bye-bye, goodbye, lay-bye. So that is what they did. Allah wanted to elevate Sayyidah Halima Sa'diyah radiallahu anha. Do you know where Sa'diyah? Go from Makkah, you'll pass Hunayn. From Hunayn, you'll go to Taif. Beyond Taif, the Sa'diyah tribe lived there. She came, her camel and all that with her husband, last. So she said, I will go and embrace and take this yatim child. And when she took Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, everything changed immediately. Lo and behold, that the milk was filled as well in her bosom. And when they were going back, her camel was beating everybody. They asked, Ya Halima, did you change the markab? Did you change the camel? They said, the markab is the same, but the rakib has changed. The one on the camel, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is his barakah, it is his wasila, that even now the camel is beating everybody. Learn about Siratul Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Abu Talib took him, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Imam Bukhari mentions it under Kitabul Istisqa, when you drink dua for rain, he read this poetry, وَأَبْيَدُ يُسْتَسْقَ الْوَجْهُ بِوَجْهِهِ يُسْتَسْقُ الْغَمَامُ بِوَجْهِهِ وَأَبْيَدُ يُسْتَسْقَ الْغَمَامُ بِوَجْهِهِ. Ya Allah, the skies are clean, but through the barakah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you send the rain down, Ya Allah. Allah sends the rain down. We believe in wasila, my brothers. Don't get caught with the Salafis and all these characters, yeah? We must speak with dalail and evidence, understand these things properly. Go further. Who are the ladies who breastfed the master, alayhi salatu salam? Sayyidah Halima, and then remember Sayyidah Amina and Suwayba also. So these were the murdi'at. Go further. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam went with his beloved mother to Medina Munawwara. He's 6 years old, and now they're returning between Makkah Mukarramah and Medina Munawwara. She passes away. If you went in the old road to Makkah, Medina, Medina, Makkah, we call that the Tariq, not the Tariqul Hijrah, the Tariq al-Qadim. So you will pass a place called Abwa. She, the Honorable Mother of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is buried there. From there to Makkah, you, South Africans, you know what is apartheid. Who brought the Master alayhi salatu salam from Abwa to Makkah? The Master alayhi salam is 6 years old. The lady, her name Baraka. How much Baraka she had. Her kunya Agnaman Umme Ayman, African lady. She took custody of the Master Habibullah Rahmatul Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She brought up the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tell the Ummah, this is our Islam. For everybody, all races, all ethnic groups. And then Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subsequently in life, used to see Umme Ayman and say, Ummi ba'da Ummi. You are my mother after my biological mother. Learn the Siratul Nabi. Go learn Fiqh Sira. This was the Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and afterward. Go to the demise of Nabi alayhi salam, because it's to do with Umme Ayman. Ye Habibuna, go open Muslim Sharif, you will find Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passes away. And Umme Ayman is weeping, crying. Shaykhain, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, go to her after 1-2 days. They heard she was crying too much. So they went to her and said, Ya Umme Ayman, why are you crying so much? Did not Nabi alayhi salam go to a better place? She said, 100%. But I'm not crying only because the Master alayhi salam demise took place whilst he, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was physically in our midst. There was a ta'alluq and a link and connection between the heavens and the earth. So al-arsh and farsh, now innal wahya qadim ata. These are the words he used. I cry because the Master alayhi salam passed away. I cry because wahi will not come anymore. Do we cry anytime when we read Quran? Do we ever cry, my brothers? This is the greatest miracle of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the African lady teaching this ummah a lesson. Hijra, who Allah selected for hijra? Tell every Shia, even when they read the Quran, they can't make any tafsir. I was in Masjid Nabawi 20 years ago, I can't remember. It was a Friday. I was reading Surah Kahf. Pay attention to what I'm saying. And a person came to me. My brother, when they started my brother business, you must know there's something fishy. I asked him, where you come? He said, I'm Iran from Iran. I said, oh. He said, I'm Hafiz. I said, you Hafiz. He said, test me anywhere in the Quran. So I tested him. I'll give him 95%. One was not only Surah, he knew the ayat numbers, everything in Masjid Nabawi. So I said, where I'm going to give the Shia upper hand now? So I told him that now what you and me going to do, because early I said we're going in front and we go read salawat upon Nabi Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then by Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, I just came today, not even Sayyidina Umar. He said, no. In English he said, no. We go read by the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you look Masjid Nabawi, the English translation, Persian translation, all are there available. I said, there's the Farsi Quran. Go bring it. And he said, no, you read for me and translate. So I read for him Surah 9, verse 40. Allah Jalla Wala states, Saniyathnain, idhuma fil ghar, idh yakulu li sahibihi la tahzan inna Allah ma'ana. Who is the Saniyathnain? Allah is speaking about the hijrah. Hijratul Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the Ghar al-Thawr, the first personality is the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The second of the two is Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Allah says, then tell your companion, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu wardah, la tahzan. Don't be worried, don't be sad. Inna Allah ma'ana. Allah's mercy is with us. I say Allah is praising him, and you say you don't want to read salat and salam. My name is Abdul Qadir Husayni. When I speak to Shias, I say, Husayni, I make you a kafir in Masjid Nabawi. He stood up and ran away. He said, I bring my Ayatullah. I said, bring him here, I'm still waiting. I was still waiting, he never came. Then I had to go to Iran. When I went to Iran, second story. 2013, today is what? Friday, 5th Rabiul Awwal. 2013, 5th Rabiul Awwal. I was in Kashan. Kashan is well known for the carpets, Persian carpets. My driver, I told him, Zari, take me to that place where you all built a mazar, you all built a mausoleum for the murderer of Sayyidina Umar. Even he told me he hates Umar. Allah forbid. Ask him, you don't understand nothing about Islam. Tell me why you hate to marry. He said he killed too many Persians. That's the answer he gave me. Anyway, he did me a favor, he took me there. The person who martyred Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anh, Fayruz Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi, he died, they killed him and dispatched him to Jahannam in Medina. But the revolution in Iran, they put up a big shrine for the murderer of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anh. When Sheikh Yusuf Qardawi went there, he passed away now, a few years ago, Allah gave him the Natul Firdaus, he said, I wasted my life speaking about taqreeb bain ahli sunnah wa ahli shia. We can bring unity. How can we have unity with such people who built a shrine for the murderer of Sayyidina Umar? And they called it Shuja'ud-Din. You are the bravest person, you did this. Wake up ahlu sunnah wa jama'ah. You youngsters here, don't waste your time with your cell phone and health phone. You got great, great ulama here. You got Maulana Musa Akudi. You got Maulana Masha'Allah Bateh here, Farooq Bateh sahab. You got, you understand, Maulana Daya sahab. Many ulama you have. Make better of them. Tomorrow, I schooled here in William Hills. That time the teacher, the Maulana used to come there to William Hills. So then our Mr. Bateh was there, was Maulana Mangli, you see. He passed away, right, Maulana? Huh? Yeah. Gora was with me in school. So, mashallah, Allah give them Jannat al-Firdaus. You know the ulama, I don't know them, all of them. So make qadr of them. Otherwise, you'll get influenced by all these evil forces. I just gave you two examples. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hijrah journey quickly. 3 nights they spend there. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. Allah speaks of it in Surah 9 verse 40. When they came towards Quba, oh my daughters, oh my children, did you read Siratul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The daughters of the Najjar tribe, they came out first day to make istiqbal and welcome the master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But they went back disappointed, the master didn't come. Second day, third day when they went, they saw Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. It was one of the happiest days in their life. What did the daughters of Medina, Najjar, you know in Cape Town you got Najjar family, it means the carpenters. What they read and they're welcoming the Master alayhi salam. Nahnu jawarin min banin najjari, ya habbada muhammadun min jari. Nahnu jawarin min banin najjari. How happy we are, ya Rasulullah. We will be your neighbors. Nahnu jawarin min banin najjari. We are the daughters of the Najjar tribe. Ya habbada muhammadun min jari. And we are so happy and elated that today you will be our neighbor. Do we want to be the neighbor of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How we can be the neighbor of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam when every sunnah we destroy? We are part-time Muslims today. Friday we talk, Ramadan we talk. But let a long weekend come, let holiday come, all hell breaks loose. Razi rahe Rahman bhi. Khush rahe shaitan bhi. That is we South African Muslim 90%. And the whole world is like that. You see, 90%. They had horses for courses. Ramadan tops. Holiday, something else. Think properly, brothers. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the most beloved to the Sahaba. Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we love you more than we love our wives and children. So tomorrow you will be in the highest stages there in Jannah. We will be with you. On that occasion, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba. A person will be with whomsoever he loves. They were elated and delighted, you see. Can we say that, my brothers? Love of Mustafa sallallahu. Okay, go ahead with the hijrah. When the Master alayhi salatu salam entered there, then Sayyidina Umar, all of them met. Sayyidina Umar would come to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Ya Abu Bakr Siddiq, that 3 nights you spent with Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Ghari Thawr, give me 1 night only. Give me 1 night only. I, Umar bin Khattab, am prepared to give you all my actions for that 1 night. How they appreciate it. They knew Sayyidina Abu Bakr's maqam. And Sayyidina Umar was the second greatest. So my brothers, all this happened. Thaniyas Nain, when they built Masjid Quba, he was the second person to place the block and the brick. When they built Masjid Nabawi, he was Sahani's name. On the radio, I challenged the Shias. They in Iran, in Qum, I had debate with them, with Allah's help, I defeated them there also. So they tried to bribe me, and a lot of stories leave that. So my brothers, the point I'm making, today also, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq is Sahani's name, but he's right next to the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But Allah Jalla Wala states, إِنَّكَ مَيِّتُونَ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ. You, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, your demise will take place. And they also will pass away. It is the last Thursday of the life of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. After Maghrib, Hadith Bukhari Sharif, Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tells the Sahabiyah, tells Sayyidina Aisha and others in Sahaba, مُرُوا أَبَا بَكْرٍ فَلْيُسْوَلِّ بِالنَّاسِ. Tell him, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh, he must make imamat on my musallah. Thursday night, Isha, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, that's 15 salat and Isha, 16. And Fajr salat, Monday, 17 salat. He made imamat with the command of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sani is name. But remember today, the Shias and modernists, they want to object on being, Sayyidina Abu Bakr being the Khalifa. These are all the dalail and evidence of Quran and Sunnah. Then Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, "Aina ana ghadan?" The sickness was intensifying. Where will I be? Where will I be? One was Siddiq radiallahu anhu. One was Siddiqa. He's the beloved daughter of Sayyidina Abu Bakr and the beloved honorable wife of Master alayhi salam. Everybody agreed the Master alayhi salam wants to go to Sayyidina Aisha's house. Then Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes there, and then that Monday morning, then the Master alayhi salam is reading, Hilal Rafiq al-A'la, Ya Allah take me, Hilal Rafiq al-A'la, but I give a farewell message to you, O Ummah, As-Salah, As-Salah, you, and I'm a Maiman, right? Pa Maiman gal karuta. In our Maiman, we got a special word, Manjope, though my fathers, you understand, that his last wish was this and this. So you must remember that in every language you'll have. So in Arabic, it is the Nasiha al-Akhira, al-Wasiya al-Akhira. The Master alayhi salam said that you must remember as-salah, whether you people going for Umrah, but you must salat. Which kind of Umrah is that? Whether it's Safar or Hadar, I must perform my salat on time, brothers and sisters. Second advice, وَمَا مَلَكَتْ إِيمَانُكُمْ. And then remember that over whom you have authority, your wife, your children, your employees, fulfill their rights. The Master alayhi salam passes away. What did Sayyida Fatima, she was the only child alive. Go read Bukhari Sharif, tears rolling down. Ya Abata, man jannat al-firdaus ma'awa. Oh my honorable father, you're going to jannat al-firdaus. Ya Abata, ila Jibrail nana'ah. Oh, my beloved father, we will tell Jibreel that now wahi is finished, that you have left this world. So much poetry she read, and she for 6 months, she passed away in Ramadan. She never smiled in 6 months. May Almighty Allah grant us the true love for Almighty Allah, the true love for Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the true love for the Ahlul Bayt and the Sahaba and Awliya. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول أشهد أن محمد رسول الله.
الحمد لله الحمد لله الملك الديان القوي السلطان الحنان المنان الذي كل يوم وفي شان أحمده في كل وقت وأشكره سرا وإعلان أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم معاشر المسلمين اعلموا أن الدنيا دائرة ولذتها فانية وحاصلها فوت وآخرها موت قال عز وجل كل نفس ذائقة الموت بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات وذكر الحكيم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين خصوصا منهم ذي الأصل الأريق أمير المؤمنين سيدنا أبي بكر الصديق رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى الزائر الأواب الناطق بالصدق والصواب أمير المؤمنين سيدنا أبي حفص عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى كامل الحياء والإيمان أمير المؤمنين سيدنا عثمان بن عفان رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى أسد الله الغالب أمير المؤمنين سيدنا علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى السيدات الطيبات الطاهرات زينب ورقية وفاطمة وأم كلثوم وعلى تمام الأشرة المبشرة صلاة وسلاما دائمين متلازمين إلى يوم الدين اللهم اعز الاسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الاسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين المحتلين الغاصبين المستوطنين يا رب العالمين اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه اللهم طهر المسجد الاقصى من اليهود الغاصبين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين ان الله يامر بالعدل والاحسان وايتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون أقم الصلاة. Straighten the rows, brothers, please, downstairs, upstairs. Switch off all the cell phones, please, brothers. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين يا الله وأساتذة وإل أنسك يا الله أبو قاري محمود جيباي أبو Mr. Hassan Bhattai, our Mawar Qasim Ameji, and all those who are ill and sick. Ya Allah, grant them all shifa'i kamil, ajil, mustamir, ya Rabbul Alameen. Qala Allahu ta'ala fi shani habibi, inna Allah malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa ashabihi wa barik wa sallim. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim, wa arina manasikana wa tub علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين المحتلين الغاصبين يا رب العالمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين